Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I like the title of your book, especially the excellence part. I've been talking to my audience about this topic of excellence for a long time. And a while back, Gary, I tried to figure out, how do I define excellence? How do we define excellence? What is that? And to me, the only way I could figure out how to do that was to compare it to perfection. You know, everybody knows what perfection is, right? And so I just tell them, you know, perfection is really not possible. But when you work as hard as you can to do as much as you can on a project and the best you can, but it's still not perfect, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the excellent. What do you think?
Oh, I like that. I like that way of thinking about it. You have to be practical. It's a dream. It's a pursuit. And you know, one thing I would say, though, Jim, is I do think it's useful to think about two different types of excellence I allude to in the book. One is the part of excellence. When you start a business, you think about delivering a better cup of coffee or whatever business you're in. There's this excellence related to satisfying your client, mm-hmm. You know, great restaurant, the food and the ambiance, et cetera. But as the business grows, there's a different kind of excellence, which is the business side of excellence. How, if you were going to sell that business, what would people be looking for in the business itself? And so, you know, there are different kinds of excellence.
Isn't excellence the best you can possibly do and still make it happen? You know, I know people, Gary, and you probably do too, who have great minds, are great thinkers, but because they can't execute without it being perfect, they never actually make anything happen.
Yes, you're right. I've experienced that. They're so creative that they can't make something happen. There has to be this balance between planning and executing. Absolutely.
How do we find that balance? I mean, all of us. In fact, it's a good thing for people to be impatient with themselves. It's a good thing for people to want to do something just a little bit better. But at some point in time, you have to pull the trigger, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Do. It takes courage to do that. You know, I think as far as finding it, what we have found, part of what we talk in the Six Disciplines book is the idea of a learning loop, thinking about it as a gradual, sort of a compound interest thing. Keep doing the right things, and gradually you learn how to do it better and better and better. So we're advocates of taking something that's very difficult to undertake and breaking it down into bite-sized chunks. refer to that as discipline.
Discipline. Very interesting. Now, so you're saying then, a way to achieve excellence without getting stuck in perfection, is about process. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am. And you know, most of us don't build very successful organizations by ourselves, or not organizations, but don't deliver excellence to clients by ourselves. We have to work with other people, and so it's not enough for us to sort of have an internal excellence vision or clock or whatever. We have to build organizations that have that. And you know, what I found in my marriage or with my kids or my coworkers is communication is hard, and there needs to be process and just do the heavy work it takes to learn how to communicate with each other and make good decisions. And that's tough. You're never done fighting that battle.
Is it appropriate to say to put a timeline on the pursuit of excellence? In other words, to say, okay, this is what excellence looks like today. If I get it tomorrow, maybe I can make it better tomorrow. But this is what excellence looks like today, and I'm going to pull the trigger on this excellence today. What do you think?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Yeah, one of the things we're advocates are is sort of build a vision 10 years out and say, this is what excellence means 10 years from now, and then translate that into, okay, what does that mean 3 years from now? And then eventually, what does it mean this year? And we even get down to the point of, you know, for every team member, what are you going to do this quarter or even this week? And so, yeah, I see what you mean. We call it paint the picture of this house on a hill 10 years from now that you're trying to build, and that's your vision to guide the group. And now what do we do today to move mm-hmm. towards that? So, yeah, I see exactly what you're saying, and I agree with that.
Well, and the other thing, Gary, is that I try to encourage small business owners to do is I want to push them to seek excellence, but I also want to allow them to cut themselves a little slack, and this is what I mean by that. You were talking about the 10-year thing. You know, we all want to be reaching for that big goal out there 10 years from now, 5 years from now. But if we're actually in a position to be able to honestly plan for something like that, that's a success story, and we should celebrate that today, not wait until the end zone. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. But, you know, human nature is such that we have to have wins along the way. We have to see progress. And yeah, I think that's exactly the right thing. We find that if you put a clear goal in front of people, they're very creative and motivated to pursue that. And we can have daily goals, we can have weekly goals, we can have quarterly, monthly, you know, however you want to lay it out. So I think
even though those aren't the grand slam or the game winning touchdown, you know, if we're not there yet, if the game's not over, let's celebrate a good half, a good first half, or something like that.
Well, and go even farther. Sometimes you have using your analogy, sometimes you have a broken play or you actually make mistakes, but you can learn from those.
Hold on to that thought, Gary. Women love it when we use sports analogies, don't they? Stand by 20 after. We're going to ask Gary, what are some of the barriers to your excellence? Right after these messages, stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship. That's where you can find the show and articles and archives and the ability to podcast all the things that we do. You can subscribe to our newsletter there. You can check out our blog while you're there, all that stuff. And then askjim.biz is our new knowledge base. That's where you get small business answers now. So I hope you'll use that to your advantage. Both of them have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Gary Harpst is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's H-A-R-P-S-T, Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T. And the book is called Six Disciplines for Excellence. And Gary, give us your website and tell us where your book is available.
It's at sixdisciplines.com. And the book is available really in all major bookstores and around the country and at Amazon.
And six disciplines, folks, is the six is spelled out, so check that out when you get a chance. What else will we find at your website, Gary?
Well, you'll find some case studies of how you apply these disciplines. You'll even find some forms that are in the book that if you want to try to experiment with the principles in the book on your own, you can do it. You'll find the locations of our excellence centers around the country that help you do this.
Tell us about those. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, it was founded in 2000 really as a research company to help organizations figure out how to bring about lasting change. And so we now are forming a national network of excellence centers around the country. And what we do is help businesses approach excellence in a systematic way. And it really breaks down to planning and then executing those plans. And if planning is not enough, you have to pull the trigger, as you say. You have to make it happen, and that takes some coaching, and it takes some technology. We have all those things optimized to help you execute.
And can we find out, if we go to your website, can we find out where those centers are and how we could, because it's a franchise, right?
Yes, it is a franchise.
So somebody can actually buy one of your franchises.
And you can also, we are looking for people who have a passion for the same thing we do, what we call coaches that are probably in the, have maybe 20 years of business experience, and they love coaching other organizations and help making them better, just like you are. You love these businesses and you want to make them better, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, it sounds like a good business model. So, folks, check it out, sixdisciplines.com. What are some of the barriers to excellence? You talk about this in one of your chapters in your book. Talk to us about that now.
Yeah, there's three or four major ones. One is poorly understood strategy. The second is weak execution of that strategy, and frankly, that's a huge problem. And then the third is what we call organizational entropy. And so let me just touch on those a little bit. Strategy, we challenge organizations and leadership to be able to express strategy in two words. And it's not so much that it has to be two words, but two key thoughts. What business are you in? Like Dell is in the computer business, or maybe Starbucks is in the coffee business. And then what makes you different? And, in Starbucks, it's, fresh or hot or premium coffee.
Expensive.
Down to the essence of what business you're in and what makes you different. That's hard work, by the way. You really try to figure out who you are and express it. You know, anybody can do it in a page and a half, but getting it down to two key thoughts is tough. And the real reason
and oftentimes,
for marketing is...
And oftentimes, Gary, what you distill it down to is not what you, if you do it correctly, it's not even what you thought you the business you were in.
Yeah, I think that's true. And clearly, it's most organizations, as you grow, there's less and less understanding of the business you're in throughout the company. The guy who started it or the woman who started it may... understand it, but a lot of times a lot of people don't.
Well, by that, what I mean by that is as you know, 100 or so years ago, the railroad industry almost went out of business because they thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the transportation business.
Yeah, and that's true, absolutely. That's true today.
So as a restaurant, is a fine dining restaurant in the food business, or are they in the memories business? Are they in creating experiences moment?
That's a great example. I mean, if you think about your organization being in a restaurant organization, thinking about being in the memories business, that would drive you to do very different things than just saying we're in the food business.
Because the food is a commodity. They expect you to have excellent food.
Yeah. Yep,
but did you give them a memory? That's if I were going to encourage people to do that distilling down to one or two words, I would encourage them to think about the railroad industry, the problems they got themselves into.
Yep, I agree.
Go ahead, next one.
Yeah, the second one was weak strategy execution, and. There, I think we all understand that it's a whole lot easier to conceive of what you want to do than do it. And so, interestingly, the challenge of doing something, most businesses are formed by someone who has the ability to conceive of something and do it. But as it gets more and more people involved, it gets harder and harder. And I like to use the analogy of an orchestra. You know, you ever watch Andy Griffith?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know how that song starts or that show starts? Those guys walking down the
fishing
pole.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And whistling. And, you know, it's one thing to whistle a tune, and it's another to build an orchestra.
Right. Yeah. Gary, we're going to have to wrap it up. And the third one is about entropy, folks. And when he comes back the next time, we'll get him to tell us what that word means. Hey, Gary, give us the website is sixdisciplines.com, right?
That's correct.
Will you come back another day?
Oh, I absolutely will, Jim. Thank you so much.
We've enjoyed having you here. Gary Harpst, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with Kenneth Davis. Kenneth Davis, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.